Here's Chicken Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The state of Connecticut will conduct its own diagnostic testing for the coronavirus after receiving approval from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration. Governor Ned Lamont announced the State Department of Public Health's laboratory in Rocky Hill is now fully capable of conducting diagnostic testing for the virus, saying a critical time in diagnosing and treating any future patients is now on our side. New York's ban on plastic bags started yesterday. State regulators will wait at least a month, though, to enforce it on store owners. The chairman of the Region 1 Elementary School have begun designing a committee that will oversee the newly established regionalized middle school sports and activities program. Region 1 Athletic Director Ann McNeil recommended one person from each participating town be around and named. It could be a community member, a participating school board member, a principal, a coach. A coordinator would be hired from each school to manage the schedule changes or other issues. McNeil would continue to create the schedules. In Salisbury, Connecticut tonight, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5 p.m. at Town Hall, Conservation Commission at 6:30. Millerton, New York, the workshop meeting happens at 6 p.m. tonight. Region 1 Board of Education meeting at 6:30 tonight at the Housatonic Library. In Dover, New York, the regular planning board meeting happens tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In North Canaan, the Board of Selectmen meet tonight at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. In Sheffield, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the first floor meeting room. The Salisbury Band beginning its 92nd consecutive season of music making with Monday night rehearsals. It begins tonight in the Wardell Room of the Scoville Library. It runs from 7 till 9 p.m. each weekly thereafter. Anybody interested can contact Lee Collins at 860-435-0051. A notice of cancellation of the Exchange Dinner meeting coming up for tomorrow because there are two other local public meetings that will interfere. The next meeting will be on Tuesday, March 17th. If you need help paying your Eversource bill, Eversource will be holding a meeting tomorrow from 4 till 6 p.m. at the Sharon Town Hall Large Meeting Room. Understanding the new SMART program, utility matching payment program, and budget billing payment arrangements and home energy solutions. It's hosted by the Sharon Social Service Office under Miriam Jones. More information at 860-364-1003. The Dine Out for History continues at Taro's Pizzeria. That happens tomorrow. It runs from 5 until 9 p.m. at Taro's in Millerton, New York. Representative Maria Horn will speak tomorrow at 5:30 at Noble Horizons Cobble Road in Salisbury. Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education has their meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the school. The annual Canaan Fire District meeting will happen tomorrow from 7 till 8 p.m. at North Canaan Town Hall. In Cornwall at 7 o'clock tomorrow, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets at the Town Office Building at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen at Town Hall. Journal Writing for Wellness at Noble Horizons. It's free and open to the community. It's at their Learning Center. It runs on March 4th, that's Wednesday, from 4 until 6 p.m. RSVP at 860-435-0816. The Kent Board of Education will have their regular meeting at the Kent Center School. That is coming up on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Kent Memorial Library hosting a series about grief Wednesday evenings, 32 North Main Street, led by the town resident Ron Marasco, a retired professor with 27 years of experience at the College of Communication and Fine Arts at Loyola Marymount. The lecture tomorrow will be in the library reading room. It's free and open to the public. Great Barrington's First Congregational Church on Main Street presenting Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. That meeting is tomorrow at 6:30 in the evening. In Dover, New York, the Zoning Board has their regular meeting, which is coming up on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. At Noble Horizons, you can learn to protect your assets. Noble Horizons and Salisbury Bank hosting a complimentary dinner and presentation with Connecticut Partnership for Long-Term Care on Thursday 5:30, where participants will learn to protect their life savings. More information or reservations at 860-435-9851. Sharon Park and Recreation has their regular meeting coming up on Thursday at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. The Planning Board meeting for Ankrum, New York, will be at Town Hall on Thursday at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. in Salisbury, Connecticut, on Thursday, they'll receive initial budgets for the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen. The town of Ankrum seeking applications from qualified individuals to serve as the town's part-time animal control or dog control officer. You need to apply no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, March 6th at Town Hall. On Friday, the Chancellor Livingston Chapter NSDAR monthly meeting at the Rhinebeck Reformed Church will be held with Belle Jeffway and Melody Moore of Dutchess County Historical Society presenting I Served Voices of Dutchess County Veterans. That's at 1 o'clock. The Mad Gardeners Symposium will happen on Saturday at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Registration at 8:30. Program from 9 until 3 with lunch included. You need to register online to save paper at bit.ly/MG2020 Symposium. In Cornwall, Connecticut, coming up on Saturday, 9 o'clock, Cornwall Association monthly meeting at the Union, 5 to 7, the art opening at the library, and at 7 p.m., the community contra dance at Town Hall. The Regional District Planning Committee, BHRSD and SBRSD, on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the offices of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District in Stockbridge. West Side Story Broadway Revival is set to open, a new film by Steven Spielberg. Four Saturdays in March, the Kent Memorial Library will offer an intensive study of The Jets and the Sharks, Maria and Tony, the music and lyrics of Leonard Bernstein, and Stephen Sondheim and choreography of Jerome Robbins. The sessions will be held March 7th, 14th, 21st, 28th, 2:30 at Kent Town Hall. To register, kentmemoriallibrary.org/event-registration. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday from 7 till 10 p.m., George Potts with Gordon Titcomb at the Center on Main in Falls Village. Donations keep the music playing. All are welcome to attend. On Sunday, the Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is held beginning at 7 o'clock at the Firehouse in Sharon. It's a full buffet breakfast. You're invited to join in the laughter and chatting with familiar faces. It runs till 10:30. Benefit brunch continues at the Interlaken on Sunday for Habitat for Humanity. That runs 11 until 1. Next at the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, Sunday at 4 program, The Ballot and the Big Apple will look at how New York City helped shape the long battle for women's suffrage. The talk will be led by historian Lauren Santangelo on Sunday, March 8th at 4 p.m. More information, hotchkisslibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off this week, after a rough week last week, at 25,409.36, the NASDAQ at 8567.37, and the S&P 500 at 2954.22. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.